I'm sure I'm glad you didn't drop them. So I'm driving down the highway, minding my own driving business. And there I am, behind the wheel, obviously, if I'm driving, and I'm just going down. And I see a speck coming close to me, like it's smaller than a man's hand. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I realize it's a BIRD, and it's coming right at ME. Well, it's not that I played chicken when I was in high school in the 50s, but some of you know what chicken is. You know, you drive your car facing the other car, and you just go until one guy says, I'm a chicken. And there have been a lot of dead chickens, Kentucky Fried Chickens. Anyway, this bird's coming toward me, and I'm going toward it. And it got right close to me, and I really got scared. And especially when it got really close, I actually ducked because I didn't think it could come through the window, but I wasn't going to take any chances. But I guess it's caught the velocity and the airflow that made the bird go up in the nick of time. And so instead of a fried bird, it was a stray bird. But it really scared me. I forgot why I even told you that story now. Yes, I do remember. Thank you. Yes, it scared me to death. But it didn't scare me to death completely because I'm right here to tell you the story. But the idea is, with graduation on our minds, and how many have attended graduations recently? Many of us have. Many of us have attended graduations recently in your family, or maybe you've had relatives. But I do want to stand before you and congratulate you because you are graduates. Every single one of you are a graduate because at midnight you received a graduation into a brand new
day,
which is a week, which is the first day of the rest of your life, I suppose. But the idea is all of you have graduated into a new week, and what this week's going to bring forth is what we want to address this morning. Graduates, all of you are graduates, but here's the title. It's Graduates to Wings. That's why I told you that story. Graduates to Wings. Graduates. And the legend has it that when God first made the birds, they were beautiful little creatures. Their plumage was pretty, their beaks were shiny, their eyes were shiny, their beaks were whatever. They were really neat little creatures, but all they could do was just like this. Some of them walked. But some of them hopped. So God said, this is not right. And so God placed in front of each one of those little birds wings. And those little birds said in their little bird brain, what is this? And, well, it's they don't know what it is, but God says they're wings. Well, I never saw a wing before. So I guess they just walked all around looking at this wing. And then they had this idea, maybe from God, that was pick it up. So they tried to pick it up with their little beak, and oh, it's so heavy. What a burden this is. God said, pick up the burden, put it on your back. And so the little birds did that. Use it. Use the burden that you've got. Use the burden. And so the little birds finally learned to use their burden, and they just could soar to the highest of all heights. So you have graduates to wings. The weight that God is putting upon us this week, I've classified in several divisions, and the first of the divisions would be this. It would be the weight of discouragement. These birds took the weight, which was a burden, which was weight, and they used it. And to the actual graduating person, of course, parental guidance and instruction is really good, even the restraints that parents put on their children, but that will fade out. But the teachings they had will be of great help. So the teachings that we're getting from the Father on this day, the Heavenly Father, are teachings that will not fade out, and if we will let them, they will be guiding forces for us to really fly if we pay attention to them. So in the church, we have as the background all the teachings and the practices of the church, and then we have coupled with that today the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So the first is the weight of discouragement. How many of you were discouraged last week?
What?
One honest person. Two. Who was discouraged last week? Oh, two hands. Two hands went up. That's right. Okay, Wilma, two hands went up. Well, I was discouraged too, but I learned, actually as I read my notes for today, this is what I should do. This heavy burden is weighing me down, but I'm not going to let discouragement take its toll. I am going to make it a wing. I'm going to graduate this weight to the wings that I'm going to fly. I know it can happen. I know it can work. But it's easy to fall into the habit of doubting, tell me about it, fretting, and wondering if God has forsaken you, and if all of your hopes are going to end in failure. It's a great tool of Satan, discouragement. And it's so easy to fall into discouragement. And then it's a weight. And unless we learn how to use discouragement in the right way, we're going just to completely collapse instead of flying. So we got to refuse to be discouraged. And is that easy or is that easy? No and no. But who do we have all around us? Compass all around us. Hebrews 12:1. We got the forefathers. And we got the angels. And above all, we got... Right. And that encourages us. Now, the devil's got two tricks. I say two. First of all, one trick he's got is to get us discouraged. And then for a time, at least, we will be of no service to others, much less to God, and we will be defeated. And the second trick of Satan is to make us doubt. And that breaks the faith link which we are bound to God. So when we are discouraged by things, we've got to realize that it's that which made us discouraged, if we can somehow see it, like what do you see? If we can somehow see it from a different perspective, it will change. It was so neat, the two kids looked at the same picture. One saw the beautiful lady, the other saw the older lady.
Becky shared with me something last night. She said, you know, we take our lives, say it's broken like a broken glass. Shattered glass is death.
Right.
Oh. It's like when you look at it, we look at it, and we see all these broken pieces. But when God looks at it, when the sun shines on it, and it makes all these gray pretty holes.
That's right. That's good. That's good.
God mends all the broken
pieces. And speaking of glasses, Theodore Roosevelt had bad eyes, and when I first got my glasses, I had two pair, and it was really rough. We went to the citywide Thanksgiving service at the First Baptist Church, so I put this pair on to read the hymns, and then I took this off so I could see the speaker. And it was such a hassle having two pair of glasses. Theodore Roosevelt, one of our former presidents, said, it is such a burden. Take this one pair, for example, and in his words, they are so heavy. It's like a heavy weight. It is so heavy. But when he was assassinated, when the assassination attempt took place, the bullet was reflected upon the case of this heavy case, which contained his other pair of glasses. And the first thing he did was to hold it up, and he said, you know, I've always considered this a burden. I've always been discouraged by this. Yeah. Discouraged is my word, his words, which is always a burden, and yet it saved my life. So if we just can think about the things that are a nuisance to us and a weight of the discouragement, you will be able to fly at least a little bit and do it more and more and more. So the first weight that I want to tag is the weight of discouragement, and I think we all can identify with that. The second weight is this. It's the weight of illness. And some of you may be in the prime of your life, and you may be fit as a fiddle. You may be really good, but others of us have some aches and some pains and some things that aren't bad. And we got other things that are worse. But there are people who are not here today because of bad illnesses. And like the prayer request that we took earlier, we got it made in the shade. We are flying, even though we do have a lot of these things that are not as good as they could be. But when you go through periods of illness, or sickness, or when you have relatives or children who are sick and so forth, it does weight you down. It does weight you down. Turn to Psalm 119:71, would you? It's the longest psalm in the Bible, the longest psalm in the Psalms. Psalm 119, go all the way down to verse 71. Now, this is a verse that we don't always like to read because it implies things that may not be implied. Anyway, it says, "It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees." Afflictions is a byword from the illnesses and the suffering that we go through. And this is not really good. But when the burden of suffering comes, we need to translate it to fly. And so the man said when he was visiting the lady in the hospital, "It's so bad." I mean, he was really feeling empathy for the lady. "It's so bad that you're right here, so confined." And she said, "I'm not confined. I'm not confined." She said, "I'm quite free. Like, I'm free as a bird." Her body was here, but she had learned somehow to translate this weight of a burden to a wing, and she was getting out of there. And the quote I found was this: "The burden of suffering seems a tombstone around our necks, while in reality it is only the weight which is necessary to keep down the diver while he is hunting for pearls." So sort of ponder that, if you will. You can count on this, it's a true statement, you can bet your life on it, that afflictions and illnesses, while they are weighty within themselves, can draw one closer to God. Say that. Afflictions can draw you closer to God. And isn't that the name of the game, to be drawn closer to God? And if God wants to hang around your neck, this weight of an illness or affliction, if God is doing that, then there must be a greater, higher purpose for that than what we see. We see the picture, and God said, "You know, you need to blink your eyes and look at it differently from my perspective. You will see it differently." Like the little boy who lost his boat. He had made his prize boat. He took it to the pond in the park, and it got away from him. And so he picked up some stones, and he started throwing stones at his own boat. He would throw a stone, pick it up, throw another. And this curious man came by and said, "What are you doing? Why are you throwing stones at the boat?" And the little boy said, "Because I want it to come back to me." And so he was throwing the stones beyond the boat, creating a wave, which was making the boat come back to shore. So God is saying, "I want you to come back to me. And if I throw you a heavy weight of an illness or an affliction, it is for the purpose of getting you closer to me, because sin has divided us." So it's a heavy weight. So we must not judge things wrong. The third weight is sort of like the suffering that we are in America. I call it our national situation. You know, we are in deep trouble. And we must dedicate ourselves not to be one of those people who are causing the trouble. And the man that spoke to me yesterday morning, really politically minded, wants change. And I say to myself, how can one person make all that change? But yet we can make change if all of us do band together. And Billy Graham said once, when he came to my hometown in Shreveport, he said, if just the Christians would vote against this drinking situation that was on the agenda, if just the Christians would vote, then the issue would not pass. If just we Christians could get together. But what is happening is that there is a weight on our shoulders living in America. Thank God we do live in America. But still, America is in a what kind of a dive? And God is the only way to pull it out. And our environment, our ecology, our government, our social woes, the unemployment, deterioration of our home, marriage, we just need to correct our segment of that weight that's come down. And so the trial is here on us. And there are two ways to get out of a trial. One is to simply try to get rid of it and then be thankful when it is over. And the other is to recognize the trial as a challenge from God and claim a larger blessing than we ever had, and to say, like, to hail it with delight as an opportunity to get a larger measure of divine grace. So the things that seem to be against us turn out to be for the furtherance of our way, because we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So the birds thought this was against us, like what is coming against us nationally speaking, but yet if we will do what we can do as Christian people, we can take this weight of our nation and we can make our nation fly like the flag, and we can once again be a leading nation of the world, spiritually speaking, as our forefathers certainly wanted so many years ago. So we looked at First of all, we've looked at the weight of discouragement. Secondly, the weight of illness. The third, the national situation. And the fourth is this, the weight of the future. I cannot see who is over there from my position, but God can. And the future of every one of you from this day on, God is aware of. And doesn't that make you feel good? I mean, you don't know what's going to happen this afternoon or tomorrow or the next day, but God does. God does. And for the person who's saying, oh, I'm so consumed by not knowing what's in the future, it's so dark. Well, we've got to move in the face of that darkness. And as we move in the face of the darkness, we will have a future with God because He is the light right before us. It's like He's saying, I want you to trust me in the darkness. Now, that's hard to do, isn't it, to trust Him in the darkness when we can't see. Have you ever heard the expression that the darkness is heavy? You know, if the darkness is just so heavy about me, well, the darkness of the future is heavy about us. But praise God, we do know that in the darkness of the problems that will come, the vocational problems, the school problems, the marriage problems, the family problems, the job situation problems, the financial problems, or just what I am going to do problems, God is saying, in the center of your trouble is not where I'm going to fail you. So if you are weighted down with the future, just graduate two wings, if you will. And this quote, blessed is any weight, however overwhelming, which God has been so good as to allow to be fastened with His own hands upon our shoulders. The other day I saw this guy walking down the street with a t-shirt on, and sometimes you read them, sometimes you don't, but this is a t-shirt of Jesus, and on the back of the t-shirt, and Jesus was under the cross. The crossbar was on his shoulders, the weight of the shoulders, like the bird's wing. And the caption said, can you bench press this? Can you bench press this? The weight of the cross upon Jesus' shoulder. Our text is Isaiah 40, 31 as we close. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, 31. Isaiah, the prophet, writes, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run, not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. They will renew. This means to spring up. It means to change. It means to alter. It means to go forward. It means just to grow up and sprout. They will renew. The wings like what kind of a bird? An eagle. And as the eagle gets older, what does the eagle do with its feathers? Say again? Pulls them out. Or molts. And as a result of that, he gets new. So for us all, regardless of what age we are, we can apply it to ourselves, that we will renew our strength. Those who hope in the Lord, with the weight placed upon you this week, will graduate to wings. They will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like the eagle. And our prayer is that God would teach us the glory of the weights and the value of perplexities. And may He show you that you can fly to Him by the way of the weights. And truly you will be graduates into this very new week. Let's bow and pray, may we? Father, we just want to thank You that You see the picture differently. Oh, do You ever see it differently? And when we tend to become perplexed by what we are involved with, the weights of so many things and issues that were not even addressed this day, when we seem to be so burdened down, I ask in Jesus' name that we will take the weight of this burden and we will translate it into a wing, and we truly then, by Your Holy Spirit, will be able to fly like the dove, representative of Your Spirit. We bless You, Father, for the capability of flight with You. And we have it only through Jesus. And as we come to the table to eat his body and drink his blood, may it be renewing of our strength to fly. In Jesus' name, amen.